Hi, welcome back to Book Talks with Sam and Cash. I'm Sam.
And I'm Cash.
And today we're discussing the 12 stages of the hero's journey in the book Treasure Island.
That's right, Sam. Treasure Island was written in 1881 by Robert Louis Stevenson. The book follows a boy named Jim Hawkins and his adventures to Treasure Island. Let's get this started. Sam, what do you think the first stage or the ordinary world is in Treasure Island?
The first stage in Treasure Island would be the Admiral Benbow Inn.
I agree with that, because it's the place where he grew up and where he knows everyone, and it's where he's comfortable being.
Let's move on to the second stage in Hero's Journey, the Call to Adventure.
I think the Call to Adventure in Treasure Island is when Billy Bones dies in the Admiral Benbow Inn, and Jim finds his map.
I agree with this, because it really sets the tone for when he realizes what he needs to do and how he can do it.
Yeah, and also it's a way where he can make meaning of his life and not be stuck at the inn forever. Now, Sam, what do you think the third step is in the hero's journey, or the refusal to the call in Treasure Island?
Based on the story, I think that it would be how he's just afraid to leave his mom and leave the place that he's comfortable with.
I agree, because he's also afraid to leave his ordinary world and afraid to maybe be in danger and leave his mother.
Moving on, what do you think the main mentor in the story is?
I think the mentors are Dr. Livesey and Squire Talry. And when Jim meets them in Bristol, they give him reason to go on the adventure, and they give him things that will help him on the adventure, including a crew and a ship to get to Treasure Island. So
it just those helps are, I think, him out.
Yeah.
It helps him out and gives him guidance along the way.
Yeah, they're the main help for Jim to get to Treasure Island. The next step in the hero's journey is the crossing of the threshold. Sam, what do you think the crossing of the threshold was in Treasure Island?
I think the main one was when Jim goes into the boat and decides what he wants to do and leaves and gathers all the stuff and belongings inside the boat.
I agree with that, because it's when he finally decides that he was going to go on the adventure and he was going to leave everything behind to try and get rich off of the treasure.
Even getting through the refusal and being able to be without his mom and making that choice, it really showed that he was crossing and ready for it.
Yeah.
Jim have any tests and allies and enemies along the way? What do you think the main ones were?
I think one of the main tests was spying on Long John Silver to figure out what he was doing on Treasure Island. And one of the allies was Dr. Livesey, because he gave Jim a reason to go to Treasure Island and he gave him resources to help him.
What about the enemies?
I think one of the main enemies is Long John Silver, because he's just trying to stop Jim from getting to the treasure, Jim and his crew, and he wants the treasure for himself.
Yup.
What do you think the approach was during the Treasure Island book?
The main approach was when Jim takes Ben Gunness back to his ship to sneak on and get back to the Hispaniola.
I think it is that too, because it's right before they have a big fight trying to get their treasure back.
What do you think the ordeal was throughout the story?
I think the ordeal was when Jim got back to his ship and had to fight Israel Hands for the treasure. And I think that's because Israel Hands is the main enemy, and it's when he has to kill him to get his treasure back.
I agree with you, because it was the main battle throughout the book, and it really set the stage for what would happen. After he did the ordeal, what do you think that the reward was after he did it?
I think the reward was when he regained control of his ship, because then he got his crew back, he got his treasure back, and then he could return home.
He got everything he needed, which was the main reward, because it showed everything, like his ship and all the treasure like that. So I do agree with you. And then after he gained his reward, what do you think the main road back was, the trip back?
I think the road back was when the pirates stole his treasure and held him hostage, because it was a big setback and he couldn't return home unless he found a way out of that situation.
Yeah, it made it really difficult for him to get back to where he needed to be and with all of this stuff too.
Now, Sam, what do you think the resurrection was in the story?
I think the resurrection was when the pirates, like, didn't get the treasure because Jim defended them off and was on the ship. And Jim gets to leave the pirates alone, so it really, like, showed that he had everything and was alone, not with the pirates.
Yeah, now it was confirmed that he could return home, and there was nothing that would stop him from returning home.
Yeah, he had it secured. What do you think the return with the elixir was?
I think the return with the elixir was when Jim returned home to his hometown with all of the treasure, and he could share it with everyone. And I think it's the return because he doesn't have to do anything else to secure his treasure.
Yeah, because he came back with it and already had it, so he needed it, didn't need it.
Sorry, that's...
Now, Sam, now that we've gone over everything, what was your overall thoughts of the book?
I thought the book was very good overall, and it had, like, lots of detail and really followed the hero's journey theme, and it really just had everything that was needed and, like... It really had every section of the hero's journey. It said all of them.
I think that's why I like the book as well, because it was a perfect example of the hero's journey, and it was really easy to follow if you knew how the hero's journey went. So I just thought it was an overall good book. Thanks for listening to Book Talks with Sam and Cash.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Cash. See you next time.